This is Ed McMahon. And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Studio C.
Senor.
A dimly lit room deeper than the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound on a Monday morning. And today we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
You wanted it, I wanted it, everyone wants it. Another week of Kavanoscopy.
Right.
Yeah. What did we do to deserve this?
One thing Senator Flake is right about is this: it is tearing the country apart. There's no doubt about that. Well, I took in a lot of news, whether it was Saturday Night Live or 60 Minutes or just all the articles about all of this over the weekend. We are in a bad place, people. We're in a bad place. We need couples counseling for the whole country.
You know, it's funny you should say that. I remember we talked to a marriage counselor once who said the one, or maybe it was an article, doesn't matter. The one thing a marriage can't survive is contempt. If you have contempt for your partner.
Oh, we're there.
Oh, my God, are we there?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has contempt for their partner.
Right.
There's no saving this marriage. And by the marriage, we mean the United States of America. Good morning!
Are you calling for secession, Colonel?
Who wouldn't want to wake up to that? How you doing, though? In the brand new week? Huh? What? No? You excited
Clearly.
About that? What? Yeah, you get back to work and you, who knows what? This week is pregnant with possibilities.
Yes.
We're in October.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting. Is it? No. Let's introduce everybody in the squad. We'll start with my kids are very excited, though, because I told them we're not getting any pumpkins while it's still September. So now we can get pumpkins.
Way to take a stand.
Well, they wanted to get pumpkins at the store the other day. I said, I just can't buy pumpkins in September. That's too early. And it was 100 degrees outside.
It's radical. It's ridiculous.
We'll introduce everybody in the squad. We'll start there with our board operator, Michelangelo. Pressing buttons, flipping toggles, pulling levers. How are you this morning, Michael?
Good. I know how you feel, Jack. My girlfriend and I, we were arguing over the Thanksgiving turkey yesterday. I said, no turkeys in October. And she burst into tears, but we're back together. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good. There's positive Sean, whose smile lights up the room. How are you, Sean?
Doing very well. I had a great weekend of not watching any news. It was beautiful. Really enjoyed it. And a bit of a fueled by the grape yesterday. Did some wine tasting with some friends and taste wine I did. And it occurred to me about 30 minutes ago that, oh, no, I haven't eaten since about 3 or 4 in the afternoon yesterday.
That'll happen.
Famished. And so I'm eating somewhere.
You're living the Kavanaugh lifestyle, some people call it.
Yes. Oh, jeez.
So I'm eating somewhere between a 24-hour and 48-hour donut just to have something eating. But I got to find some more sustenance than that. So if you see me wandering the halls, that's what I'm doing.
Exactly. You're taking in calories just in liquid form.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I've done. I've done myself. There's Marshall Phillips, who does our news every day. How are you, Marshall?
Well, as we all know, the dating world is a treacherous world. And I am sad to say that my blind date lady, who I was mentoring to quit smoking, we are no longer in the
hype. Oh, man.
You know, my star burned too brightly, I guess. She was very nice. We had some fun, but it's over.
Wow.
It's over.
So Jack, what was that? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
go ahead, Mark.
Jack, yeah, you had a candidate, right? Somebody to step up? Huh?
Somebody did text
on
Friday.
To the next one.
That's so. Right.
Yeah. Somebody did text a picture on Friday, so we'll have to dig that up
Please
for you.
Please do, yes.
So, you know, I don't want to pry too much, and you don't have to share anything if you don't want to, but in what fashion was it over? I mean, was there a statement of we're done with this?
It was pretty much a, you know, Marshall, I really, really like you, and you've been a big help, but...
No need to finish.
Yeah. You like me, been around the dating world long enough. That once that sentence gets out, okay, let's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not embarrass each other.
Exactly.
People are complicated.
Walk
relationships
away.
Are hard.
Walk away.
So she used you to overcome her nicotine addiction, then dumped you. That's rough.
I'm pleased to be of
so
service.
Boy, once somebody says they really like you, yeah, it really is time to grab your toothbrush and what other belongings you might have there.
Yeah, yeah, grab them now. Grab them right now. I know it's embarrassing. It's a little weird. It'll get weirder.
Maybe give your key back if you've got one.
Did she give you back your casino gambling card that you had given her?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. That was a nice gift, too. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Monday, October 1st, the year 2018. The rent is due. We're setting you straight in 21-8.
The rent is too damn high.
We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
All right, then. Let's begin the show officially according to FCC rules regs. Here we go. And Mark.
I'm going to start at an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick.
There you go. The opening from Saturday Night Live of Matt Damon as Kavanaugh.
That could be part of the show intro.
Oh, yes. It really could be.
Yeah, yeah. It will be.
There was funny. There was unfair, in my opinion. There was lots to it. We'll have to play you chunks of that throughout the morning because it was pretty entertaining.
As I usual. Thought it was LOL-y until it got, like, wildly, crazily unfair about rape.
Kate McKinnon as Lindsey Graham. She's good at that sort of thing.
She's so talented.
Yeah, she's pretty good. I thought the job they did with the woman who was the fill-in prosecutor woman from Arizona, I thought that was really funny. Oh. Anyway, we'll play you some of that coming up. What are other headlines, Marshall?
Well, Kavanaugh vote postponed. The dance will continue. Canada, U.S., we have deal. And Facebook hacked, at least 50 million accounts affected. Stories coming up minutes from now.
Yeah, the media's not as excited about covering this trade stuff since it turned out pretty well, even according to the New York Times. But we'll get it to you. How does mailbag look?
Oh, outstanding. A few thoughts on the Kavanoscopy, naturally, and our weekly shower thoughts.
Yeah, if you haven't been paying attention, we do have a whole other week of it, as the FBI is going to look into it and release some findings at the end of the week, I guess. More on that coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Tell you this, I'm gonna start at an 11. I'm gonna take it to about a 15 real quick.
So the best part was Matt Damon playing Brett Kavanaugh, coming in, sitting down, and saying, "What?" That was funny.
Does anybody remember when we could laugh together?
Well, yeah, you have to laugh because it's all the jokes are on one side, all of them.
Right.
Is the way it is done, but so you just have to accept that. But
right.
What? Mailbag. That's what. What?
First of all, your crime a day. Keeping in mind there are so many federal laws, nobody knows how many there are, and you probably break one every single day. 21st Code USC 331, 333, 343G, and 21 CFR 135.110A, paragraph 2, makes it a federal crime to sell ice cream that weighs less than 4.5 pounds to the gallon.
Wow. It's a federal law.
You don't want to be sold light ice cream. Frothy ice cream. Here are your weekly shower thoughts as compiled by Rich in Salt Lake City. We think elderly drivers are bad now. Wait till we have elderly drivers that also know how to use smartphones.
Oof.
Irma Gerd. That's rough. On a lighter note, egg plus mayo equals egg salad. Potato plus mayo equals potato salad. Chicken plus mayo equals chicken salad. Mathematics proves mayo magically turns any food into salad.
You know what we had the other day? I hadn't had in a long time deviled eggs. Man, I like a deviled egg.
A good deviled egg is a thing of beauty.
Oh,
it's good for you, too.
I eat a lot of them.
How many? Can you eat 50 eggs?
6 to 8, somewhere in that range.
Ow!
Are you training for a boxing match?
It's a lot of deviled eggs.
That is a lot.
I actually like them cold out of the fridge.
Oh, yeah, they're good. I like them when they've been on the picnic table for about 2.5 hours.
Hot with ants.
Right.
That's a good
kind
way.
Of runny.
Yeah. What? What?
I like this one. If you're 25 and single in 2018, nobody bats an eye. If you're 25 and single in 1818, people worry you'll die an old maid.
Yeah.
If you're 25 and single in 1418, it's because your third husband just died of the plague.
Wow.
Wow.
A hilarious trip back through history.
Oh, boy. This one is touching. A kiss on the forehead often represents genuine caring more than a kiss on the lips.
Yeah. You know
Isn't
what?
That sweet?
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know, but it's touching. Let's see. Veering back from touching
There's
to the
no
ridiculous.
Sexual component to kiss on the head. That might be it.
Well, yeah, and they're just, we all know when that sort of thing happens. It's often parent to child or, you know. spouse to spouse. Coral is either the stupidest animal or the smartest rock. I remember as a kid finding out coral is an animal and thinking, the hell kind of animal is that?
I'm still not convinced.
Nah, it's a lie.
It's like the panda's a bear, then it's a cat, then it's a bear.
Whatever.
Coral's a rock.
You're jerking us around.
Right, right. Let's see. When two people are walking and they almost collide, they both apologize profusely and immediately take the blame. When two people who are driving almost collide, they scream at each other, freak out, and consider it the other person's fault.
That's interesting.
Yeah, isn't it? Let's see.
This is the week they're handing out the Nobel Prizes, as is every year. I'm really hoping for a win. I don't know which category.
No?
Hoping for physics.
Is there a...
But you'd take any category.
Any category would be fine. They're not giving out a literature this year, I think, because the literature guy turned out to be a toucher.
Part
of the whole Me Too thing.
Oh, really?
So they canceled the literature one this for the year.
Well, I totally get not wanting to reward somebody like that, but who's he touching? Like kids or
now, the women? The person who makes the decisions, the person in charge of the who wins the prize has been feeling up other people on the Nobel Prize staff for a long time.
Oh, my.
So they had to rejigger things.
Or maybe it was because the Bob Dylan thing was kind of embarrassing. They took a year off to get their act together.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing, Bob. Bob's sitting in observing the show, as he often does. Here's a nice... on to the correspondence proper. Let's see. It was so awesome, writes Ashley, to see that Matt Damon and the rest of Hollywood has found their courage and voice to speak out against a sexual assault that may or may not have occurred 36 years ago and was allegedly committed by a high school boy. Where was this courage, this anger, this outrage as they looked away while the Harvey Weinsteins, Matt Lauers, and Charlie Roses of the world consistently and systematically abused women? What a joke. I am a right-leaning libertarian who cannot stand Trump as a man and would never vote for him. But you better believe I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure these complete hypocrites never have control. Where are the leaders? Well, the leaders are leading the hypocrisy. Let's see. What else do we have?
Did you see the 60 Minutes last night?
I did not. I was at a wedding.
It was a season premiere, and they went with Jeff Flake and his decision, and those girls that stopped him in the elevator, that's the difference. That's the difference.
You're
kidding me. No, it's not. That's definitely what made the difference, was girls in the elevator saying, I was raped, do you believe me? What's that got to do with the other case? I don't get the logic of that, but a lot of people, that's really powerful.
Wow, I'm astounded by
that. I know.
Well, we'll talk about it more later, but yeah, that's. Are you unfamiliar with the concept, Jeff, or what? Let's see. Anonymous wants to thank us for our even-handed coverage of the Kavanaugh disaster.
What?
Boy, you're the one. Everybody else hates us for being too far this way or that way.
Well, simultaneously. Yeah, I wish more people in media would follow your example. Then she makes the point a number of people have made. Okay, here we go. Am I the only woman who's experienced the same type of thing that Dr. Ford has and more than a couple of times and who didn't think it was a big deal? Oh, no, I'm hearing the Rush Limbaugh liner in my head now, in addition to the rest of the crap we saw the other day. I really just don't understand what all the horrible trauma is about. It's unwelcome, but come on. You know, it's one of those things, somebody being groped, and the whole, you know, hand-over-the-mouth allegation and the rest of it, I thought I was going to be murdered and raped and the rest of it. I mean, if you're terrified, you're terrified, but I think, it's the eye of the beholder, isn't it? Because I've talked to plenty of women in real life who said, so you got groped and you pushed their hand away and left the room. That happened to me 6 times. It doesn't matter. I'm fine. But, listening to old Dr. Ford, she's a quirky character, no doubt. And if she is, like, extremely timid and fearful and something like that happened to her, I guess I could see where it freaked her out. But what do I know? Here's a nice note from John. I'm a proud member of the LBDT community, the long bed diesel truck community. Also want you to let you know that short beds matter too. Okay. I think that's some sort of play on political correctness. Let's see. Well, we got about, 100 emails on the Kavanoscopy.
What?
Excuse me for my phlegmeries. I was up a little late and hit it a little hard last night. Officiated a wedding. Fabulous.
You were the minister?
I was.
Did you eject anybody, kick anybody out?
Didn't have to. I laid down the law immediately, Sean. Any hijinks, you're out.
Did you tell her that she has to obey her husband? Because I think that needs to come back.
I told her during the ceremony and afterward. I reiterated it.
You heard that obey part, right?
No, I did not. It was great, though. And it turns out the families were fabulous. I'd only met the principals. But, Judy and I had such a great time and ran into a radio colleague who I'd never met before, but a mutual admiration society. And it was really cool.
Did everybody know that you're not an actual man of the cloth?
No.
Okay.
No, it became pretty clear to me.
Yeah, because I've had that experience where the side that asked me knew I was a radio personality. They thought it'd be kind of neat to have me marry them. Then the other side thought I was the minister of a church and a real.
Huh.
Man of God, and I didn't like overtly lie, but I didn't set them straight either. Lies of omission, which I was really uncomfortable with. But I didn't want to tell Grandma and Grandpa, no, I'm a radio guy.
Well, by the end of the night, they thought I was a Catholic priest because I was pretty drunk.
Wow. A Supreme Court justice wannabe.
Exactly. And I probably did grope my wife, but that's allowed. She lets me. Yeah. Let's see. I think this is supposed to... How much time do we have? Boy, did we break super early?
We all only have this moment, Joe.
That's a good point. Let's see. Oh, this is beautiful. I guess I can... Yeah, it's Jason the Cop. Love you guys, but I've had to try my best to avoid politics a little more lately and relax. I get plenty of crazy ass in real life, real time and HD. Here's a little advice to everyone, including me. You can't possibly take in all of this political turmoil every minute, 24/7, and expect to come out the other side with anything other than "I told you so" or "F this S," and certainly nothing of value to yourself. It will ruin the person you started out trying to become.
Wow.
You're not going to change the Kavanaugh decision. You're not going to undo Trump's inauguration, incarcerate Hillary, change the divide in our country, or even your own oil by hunkering down into a cacophony of familiar political rhetoric. It won't do you any justice, just cast you into a divisive corner. Listen, Day and G, I implore you, but for your own sake, put on some music here or there after the show. Or better yet, make some. Try to have a conversation with a stranger and remove your own political assumptions about them. Enjoy nature. Walk your ass up to the top of the nearest hill and stop to enjoy the view, and you're having made it there. Change the TV channel, or be the guy gal who heard what Tucker and Maddow both had to say last night.
Oh, but
better yet,
there's
turn
a good
it
one.
Off and go outside.
There's a good one. I wish more people would try that. You will hear things, if you take in the other side, you will hear things you can't stomach, but I guarantee you, you'll hear things that you'll say, oh, I didn't think of that, or I didn't know that because my side left that out. I guarantee that will happen to you.
Sure, sure, and some of it might enrage you a little bit.
As I said, some of it will make you be really hard for you to take, but...
Yeah, yeah.
As Ian Bremmer has at the top of his Twitter pin thing, if you're not following someone on Twitter you disagree with, you're doing it wrong. I would agree.
Yeah, yeah.
I came out of the weekend taking in the news. I mean, I already knew this, but it's worse than I even thought. The level to which we all see the world through our own lens and only believe our own thing, and it's just, I swear to God, obviously we're not at Civil War level division, but it's pretty high.
One guy tried to get me to talk about politics last night. I shut him down. Said, no way.
Yeah.
Said, not unless you're paying me to. He said, and then he made a Trump comment, and I just glared at him.
Not at a wedding.
Really?
Not at a wedding.
Really?
Where you're trying to convince her she needs to obey her husband. You got other things to think about.
All right, that's priority one.
Marshall's news coming up. What is this week going to be like, right, with the investigation and whatnot? What's that all about? We'll bring you up to speed on the Armstrong and Getty Show. Seems so proud. All this talk about the Supreme Court first week in October means the Supreme Court's back in session with just 8 people, but there are no giant cases this year, which some people are saying is good news since we've got this big argument over trying to get a new person on, but we don't have an Obamacare, a gay marriage, a last several years, we've had these giant, impactful, everybody's going to be watching cases.
So now we've got, like, obscure regulatory issues?
Yeah, or regular stuff that's probably very interesting, but not the giant media thingy.
What happens if Kavanaugh gets confirmed next week? Does he immediately jump in?
Yeah.
Walk in med case. Can you repeat what you just said?
Good question. Do you know, Marshall, how soon would he be on the court?
I do not know.
This season? This session? Surely.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think he would be sandwiched in.
Right. Well, he's done plenty of judging.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's new to it. It's like, you know, getting traded to a new baseball team. You know how to play second base.
All right.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, though. He walks in there to their big meeting, and everybody says, so, how'd the whole confirmation thing go? Good to see you.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg spoke on that very question the other day and revealed herself. She was quite brief in her comments, but revealed herself to be horrified by the whole thing.
Yeah, I want to hear about that. Coming up, we've got Aaron Kutursky from ABC News about the whole FBI investigation that Jeff Flake kicked off on Friday, right, and what it is and what it isn't. So we'll get into that coming up. Right now, the news with Marshall Phillips.
Well, the clock is ticking on the FBI as agents investigate the sexual misconduct allegations against the Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh. Senate Republicans are planning to hold their final vote on Friday on Kavanaugh's confirmation, regardless of where the expanded background investigation stands. The move coming as a result of compromise on Friday. That's where the nomination proceeded to the Senate floor, but it made it out of committee on the agreement that there would be a delay of a week to allow the FBI to dig into those claims against Kavanaugh. So it's delaying the confirmation process, as I mentioned, until Friday. Now, Republican Senator Jeff Flake is the one who proposed the deal.
Here, and we've got to make sure that we do due diligence.
Let me repeat that for you.
This country's being ripped apart here, and we've got to make sure that we do due diligence.
It was that confrontation with the two women in the elevator that apparently caused him to pause.
Which just seems crazy to me.
Yeah, it seems childlike to me. You've never, like, heard of rape before, rape victims? You've never wrestled with the need to believe an accuser, but still accept that there are false accusations or crazy people?
Yeah, why it was difficult for him to respond to her, yeah, I believe you, I have no reason not to, right, but what's that got to do with the other case that we're looking at?
Well, and my other argument to Senator Flake would be that, okay, so we're going to extend this for another week of utterly despicable name-calling and just division in the country. And then the FBI is going to come back and say, yeah, we can't substantiate any of this. There's a little hearsay, but nobody else was there. So anyway, here you go. Here's your report. And then we're exactly in the same place we were Friday.
One of the women in the elevator has become a star. She's got an article in the USA Today today. We'll read a little from that coming up later. I had another thing. When they asked on 60 Minutes last night, Jeff Flake, would you have been able to do this if you weren't up for re-election? He said, oh, no. I thought, wow, there's a nice admission of if you're running for re-election, you wouldn't do what you think is right. Fantastic. And we're supposed to be excited about this?
Profiles and cowardice.
Yeah.
President Trump telling reporters over the weekend, though, before he went off to a rally,
having them do a thorough investigation, I actually think will be a blessing in disguise. It'll be a good thing.
Later at that rally in West Virginia, Trump went after the Democrats and California Senator Dianne Feinstein over the handling of the Kavanaugh nomination.
And the beautiful thing that's going on over the last few days in the Senate, when you see the anger, when you see people that are angry and mean and nasty and untruthful, when you look at releases and leaks and then they say, oh, I didn't do it. Remember? Dianne Feinstein, did you leak?
Wow.
Feinstein.
Yes. Remember her answer. Did you leak the document? What? No. I didn't leak. Wait 1 minute. Did we leak? No, we didn't leak.
Most of the Republicans in the argument believe it came from Feinstein's crew, but I haven't heard anybody say that they think it came from her.
What,
that's
that
enough,
really
Trump. Can we cut that off?
Line.
This has gone on way too long.
Maybe she did. There's
no stopping him.
I haven't heard anybody say they think she did it, but I think a very, very old woman has a staff who thinks they make decisions on how these things are going to be handled, and somebody decided to go forward with it.
Well, and remember, in the diseased culture of D.C., it was Susan Rice who swore up and down, I never leaked, et cetera, et cetera. Then it became explicitly clear that it came from her, but in the James Comey style, she gave it to somebody else to leak so she could say, I didn't leak it. That passes for, quote-unquote, the truth in D.C.
Looks like we got a deal. The U.S. and Canada are working out a deal after weeks of negotiations for Canada to stay in a revamped North American free trade pact with the U.S. and Mexico. Now, under the agreement, U.S. farmers are going to have greater access to the Canadian dairy market, but it's also going to give Canada protection if Trump goes forward with plans to impose tariffs on cars, trucks, and auto parts imported into the U.S.
Marshall, does this mean I can stop calling my Canada Dry tonic Freedom Dry tonic?
So Ian Bremmer, who we like, yes, tweeted, I'm hardly a Trump fan, but give credit where credit is due. New NAFTA deal is a win. New York Times said the same thing last night. It's interesting.
Reporters descending on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau last night.
Mr. Prime Minister, is it a good deal for Canada?
Good day for Canada.
How come, sir?
Good journey for Canada.
How come, sir?
Speak English.
Anyway, they descended.
Of course, he has tryout for the junior high band today, so he's off to school. He's young, you see.
And
looks
he
like
needs
a
to
child.
Pick out some eyeliner. He looks like a girl.
Final note, Saturday Night Live is back. SNL kicking off its 44th season. One of the highlights of the show, Matt Damon stepping up to play Brett Kavanaugh in the cold open.
Let me tell you this. I'm going to start at an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick. I'm here tonight because of a sham. A political con job orchestrated by the Clintons and George Soros and Kathy Griffin. And Mr. Ronan Sinatra. Now, I am usually an optimist. I'm a keg is half full kind of guy.
Boy, some of his, when he was listing his friends, which was really unfair, there's PJ and Squee and old Gang Rape Harry. No, you can't. Come on now.
Yeah, that's when it took a turn for the nasty.
There you go. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips here. I'm Strong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
The woman doing the prosecutor from Arizona, I just thought that was funny. They kept cutting her off. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. Anyway, so what is this FBI investigation going to look like? We're going to talk to Aaron Katursky coming up.
Super. And hey, if you can stay tuned, our guest at 8 o'clock, the author of Melting Pot or Civil War, the praise for this book from some of our favorite thinkers is exuberant. I can't wait to talk to the guy.
Yeah, it's all about the immigration situation in America. He's from a family of immigrants himself. And it's getting a lot of attention. Really interesting stuff. I think it's closer to Civil War than Melting Pot, but we'll talk to him about it. And lots of other good stuff. And clips of this Saturday Night Live thing throughout the morning on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
If you have nothing to hide, would you agree to an independent FBI investigation into the allegations?
Asked and answered. I wanted a hearing the next day. The next day!
Okay, that in no way answers my question. Would you agree to an FBI investigation?
You want a real investigation? Then just look at my calendar.
So that's from Saturday Night Live, and there is going to be an FBI investigation, thanks to Jeff Flake specifically, and we should find out what it's going to be. How about we talk to Aaron Katursky of ABC News? Aaron, what the heck is the FBI doing this week?
Well, I think they're going to talk to some folks and try and get it a broader sense of both Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford. They've already talked to Deborah Ramirez, too, the woman who came forward in The New Yorker to say that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her back in the 1980s at a house party when they were both young college students. And the FBI has 5 days left to complete this investigation, according to the timeline laid out last week, and the idea would be to build whatever profile of the main characters they can to give senators a better sense of the background.
There's not a heck of a lot of people to talk to, though, is there? I would think they could talk to everybody pretty quickly.
Well, they can talk to the people we know. We believe that Deborah Ramirez, for example, gave the FBI some names of potentially corroborating witnesses. We're not sure whether the FBI will have the time or inclination to talk to those people. And this is not a criminal investigation. There's no subpoena power here. So anybody that provides information is doing so of their own volition. There's no, you know, the FBI can't compel any witness to come forward here.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Right. And, you know, given the amount of time and energy already spent trying to find corroboration, I mean, it's a long shot that they'll come up with some, I suppose this is just a prediction, but some steady rolling citizen who says, oh, yeah, I was there. I saw it all. I don't read the newspapers.
Well, it's look, I mean, you never know. And I think you're right, though, that coming up with corroboration that would hold up in a criminal case for a sex assault 36 years ago is kind of a remote task. I mean, I'm sure the FBI will do its best with the hand that's been dealt. Democrats have, of course, complained about the limits, and the White House has said there are no limits, so we're not really sure. But you could imagine.
I'm confused on that. What's your reporting on that? Because I saw the headlines over the weekend that the White House said you're only allowed to talk to cover these two women, and you know here are your limits. Then the White House said we haven't put any limits on the FBI. What's your version of the story?
We're still wrestling with those two conflicting pieces of information. We don't know whether President Trump said one thing, but Don McGahn may have given different parameters or what. So we're still seeking out some clarity there. Okay. We know that Deborah Ramirez has been interviewed. Christine Blasey Ford as yet has not. We're not sure whether Judge Kavanaugh has to be interviewed again. The issue, though, is if you're going to do a thorough investigation, you'd need a deep dive on Kavanaugh's behavior and his drinking. Could he have blacked out? Is that something he may not have remembered? That would be relevant, but you can't really do that if you only have, a couple of days. So you focus on the readily available people.
Well, yeah, although this brings us to the difficulty of proving a negative. I mean, Kavanaugh might have blacked out once a week from age 16 on, but that doesn't prove he did anything to anybody.
Oh, it certainly doesn't. But again, this isn't a criminal investigation, sure. And it would be up to the senators to decide whether somebody like that, could have done it or would be fit to be on the Supreme Court, or whether it doesn't really matter. I mean, it is, after all, a job interview. We live in a day and age when, like, an errant Facebook post couldn't get you, fired or lose an opportunity for employment. So. Mm. This seems like a different kind of a thing, even though the players are all speaking like the language of a criminal case. It certainly isn't that.
Right. Is this a thing where someone from the FBI will go in front of a microphone and a camera and say, this is what we found, or how will this turn out on Friday?
We don't know for sure, but it seems unlikely. I think this is more a background investigation, an expanded background investigation. And in all likelihood, the FBI would prepare a report for the Judiciary Committee to review, whether that's ultimately made public or whether we see it, I would imagine, depends on its conclusions. But so far that we've heard, there's no plans for an FBI official to come out and speak to it.
And the Friday deadline, that's a firm one from what you've heard?
Well, it's as firm as we've heard. I mean, there is, is there a red line that the FBI can't cross? We don't know. The president's saying the FBI should do what it needs to do. Could the FBI come back and say, actually, Mr. President, we need more time? That, I guess, is it in theory a possibility, and it would be up to the White House to then decide.
All right, Aaron Kontursky, ABC News. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
I don't see how this would take very long. The argument that how can you possibly do this in a week? There's only a couple of people to talk to, and unless one of them says, "Oh yeah, there are these other four people to do," and even then. I would think the FBI could get them on the phone pretty quickly and interview them.
Well, I'm trying to picture a scenario where, like, because nobody's going to come forward about the original, the Dr. Blasey Ford thing. According to her, closed room, two people there, if indeed it happened.
They'll probably talk to Leland, as Dr. Ford calls her, and she goes by a different name in the actual case. But she's already said she doesn't remember being at that party or Kavanaugh.
Well, I can picture in the YPWI, the Yale penis wagging incident, the gal, Ms. Ramirez, saying, that was Ramirez, right? I won't even dignify the Avenatti nonsense, but so the penis wagging incident, if she said, yeah, it's coming clear to me now. There's a guy named Jimmy the Knife, and also a Big Betty was there. That's all I, but they saw it all. Then I suppose the FBI could go off and try to piece together who these people actually are,
but this
using
is the,
only their nicknames, but that could take months.
But that the penis wagon incident, that's the story that both the Washington Post and the New York Times put a lot of effort into corroborating, and they
right.
couldn't.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how much better the FBI is going to be at it than the reporters, but I wouldn't think there'd be a huge gap.
No. I mean, because the New York Times didn't indicate that, oh, we had some promising leads, but they wouldn't talk to us.
Right.
You know, so there's no opportunity for the FBI to compel somebody to talk to them in a way the press couldn't. You know, I when I make predictions, I like to throw in a degree of certainty. And I have a very high degree of certainty on this one, that at the end of the week, we end up exactly where we were at the end of last week.
Right, and with the same crowds believing the same things, except for this time, part of the crowd will say, well, the FBI had their hands tied on this probe. They weren't allowed
right.
to do a real investigation. It was a fake investigation. So, yeah, everybody will believe exactly the same things.
Yeah, you think Spartacus Booker is going to come out and say, you know, the FBI looked into it, and by God, this guy's as clean as a whistle. It's an honor to vote for him.
God,
please,
there was
not going to change a vote.
There was a Republican strategist on one of the talk shows yesterday who said, if this guy was pro-choice, you would all vote for him, even with these stories. And they all got really mad on the set for him saying that, but I'd like to run that experiment to see if it would be true.
Oh, do you guarantee? Well, that moron Maisie Hirono from Hawaii said as much. She said, "Well, I'm judging the allegations based on his decisions." In other words, he seems somewhat critical of Roe v. Wade.
We've got some more from the opening of Saturday Night Live, which was all about the Kavanaugh thing. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. And a great interview about immigration coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with one of the biggest splashes any book's made on the topic in many, many years. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.